Do you know I saw that chick from Glee's tits?
What's the deal with this? Because Will was extremely excited about this link, and I don't even know who this person is.
There was a story. Before she was a lesbian cheerleader on Glee, Naya Rivera was showing off her pole dancing skills on a little show on Spike TV called Wild World of Spike.
And that's why, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we actually have that clip right here.
This segment's called Every Daddy's Worst Nightmare.
Naya's actually a straight-A student.
I mean, it's going to be my first time, but I did do a little cheerleading.
Are you into torture at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gentlemen and sickos, welcome to the stage now. It's Naya.
I'm 20 years old, and I'm a college student.
Oh! Skippy.
Whoa.
I want to be an apple. What's behind door number one?
Who knows?
She's spinning around on the pole, and then she showed us her boobies. Watch.
Are you gonna tell me your real name?
No! Abracadabra!
I feel like I just won the lotto.
Yeah, there she goes whipping her tits out right in front of me.
Wow, she's hot.
I didn't even realize. I was hanging out with her afterwards. I could have boned her for sure.
Well, since then, she became a TV megastar, thanks to Glee.
So she's kind of famous, apparently.
So this clip just came out, and do people give a shit?
I think she has to make an apology about having boobies or something.
I guess, yeah.
She was just a nice little girl. Happy she got famous. I don't even think she's famous. I think Will's wanking out of his fucking balls.
Well, she's on a show that's famous and has a very big cult audience.
Is she like a mega person on there or something?
I think I don't think it's as popular as it was, but I think it's more than a cult audience.
Right. But the audience is like dedicated, like a cult audience.
Yeah.
She was pretty hot.
It's an extremely wholesome show.
Oh.
But, I mean, I just think it's, you know, to think that everyone who's on Glee went through life just being that person until Glee magically found them is crazy. Everybody who's on a TV show tried out for 100,000 other TV shows, and if they hadn't been famous on Glee, they could have been on fucking Baywatch, and then they would have been posing in Playboy, and if they hadn't been on fucking, you know, whatever. There's a million, you know, people just go around trying out for shit, and they're
boobs are so mellow.
Right, but Glee is real PG, almost like bordering on G. Although it's incredibly gay, somehow it's so funny to me how on the one hand you have all these states kind of crusading against gay rights, and on the other hand it seems like a show like Glee is really popular with the gay the most wholesome people in those states.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
enjoy the show, which highlights.
Well, everybody loved Michael Jackson; he was gay,
right? But I mean, really, like guys singing songs to other guys, kind of gay.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. I saw that one time. Glee's gay.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah, I don't mean silly, like the dudes...
Breaking barriers, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the comments on that YouTube video. Most of it are Glee fans defending Naya, saying she was very young and she didn't know what she was doing, basically.
She didn't know what she was doing?
I love Naya and this vid, don't change that. She might regret doing this, but when you're 20, you don't really care. At least she could say she's done pole dancing, hot, winky face.
She was, like, hanging out after the show, after we were filming. We were, like, married.
Right.
Right.
But she was...
Available.
Kind of.
Apparently
they
available.
They all did. There was, like, three of them.
Right.
They were all pretty... She was the hottest one, though.
Naya fans always go all out to defend or justify whatever their idol did, just like their idol would do anything for fame. Flashing your boobs to moronic guys on a low-grade show, rumors with Mark Sailing, using Hebo to get her lesbian storyline, advocated how important that storyline was, then contradicted herself by saying storylines are storylines, and dating a disgusting, talentless writer who butchered her lesbian storyline.
Wow, those people are really heavy into Glee.
Yes.
Wait, she was going out with the guy that wrote the...
Who wrote Glee? a lesbian storyline for her on Glee.
She boned the person that writes for the movie?
For the TV show? For the TV show, apparently, yes.
Mm.
Well, one of the people who writes for the TV show.
There's a joke that goes around Hollywood. I don't remember what it is, but it's a really old joke about a girl was so stupid she slept with a writer to get ahead. The joke
right.
being, right, people think writers might have power, but they actually have none.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's another story. The guy, William Goldman, is probably the most famous screenwriter ever, like in the history of screenwriting. His first movie, he just showed up on the set and he went to security and they're like, well, you can't go in there. And he's like, you know, like, you can't go in there. What are you doing here? And he goes, I wrote the movie. And they go, right, what are you doing here?
Wow.
Like, he wasn't on a list or anything. Yeah, that's producers are powerful, directors are powerful, stars are powerful.
Right, writers are mostly
writers,
not.
Writers aren't.
This commenter says, my role model, I just don't know what to think. This is bad.
She's got boobs.
Yep.
Almost every woman has them.
Yeah.
She showed them for a second. I'm trying to think if everybody showed the boobs. I think she was like the friskiest one.
Or how about, OMG, I don't know if Nia wants that coming out. OMG, I heard her publicist asked a website to take down some pic of her working at Hooters.
We have to judge, like, three girls who were the best, and the one that got naked was the winner.
Well, obviously.
And she was the one that threw the boobies out, because we weren't sure if they were... I thought they were strippers. At first, I didn't know. I just walked in, and they're like, hey, judge these chicks. I was like, okay. Tough job.
Yeah, seriously. What a tough day at the other
side. The whole time, I'm still standing there going, I can't believe this is going to be on television. Like, even then, I was just like, this is the worst show I've ever seen in my life. Like, your ideas, it's unbelievably. It's tarded. It was super hot. There was, like, a couple of them where I was like, we and Kit were, like, super sad that we were doing it. Like, I was like, man, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do it. No, Judgment's going to be fine. I'm like, well, I don't believe you. And then it was like, people were, like, threatening me. You have to do this. Like, people were very angry. Me and Kit would walk off all angry and shit and then put on a fucking... pair of shorts with, like, Speedos or whatever and do stupid shit. I hate that show. I hate Spike for that show.
Well, I mean, there's... the best thing you can say about it is... I think it had its moments, and also there's tons of shows like that on cable. I don't think it was particularly bad by basic cable.
I think it's crazy how they still have those videos on all kinds of TV shows with just me and Kid and Sam on there, but there's just those crashes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on TV. There's like, hey, wacky stunt crashes show. Crashy whack show. Yes. Like, we're just... that
exactly.
Was just,
Spike is probably just showing the footage to how Kid is...
No, that was one of, I don't know, 10 shows that have those same crashes in it where there's like... there's one now on Fuel TV where a fucking skeleton is the host of the show.
That sounds awesome.
And yeah. It's dudes crashing, and it's some of those crashes that I spoke upon.
Hey, it's cost-effective, right?
On a fake couch.
Milk every exciting thing you got on tape for as much money as possible.
With Sam Tripoli with a little black book with jokes written underneath the chair that he would pull up because he would watch the videos the night before or something. I mean, good for him. He had a joke. I didn't have a joke. I can't write, can't read.
There's more than one way it's going to get.
He did a great job. He's a good guy.
What's Sam Tripoli up to these days?
I think he tells jokes for a living.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good that he's still doing that.
I'm pretty sure he does. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
That fucking show sucked. Those people that work for that show fucking suck, and it's probably a bad thing to say because people listen, but that made me not want to be on. I was like, man, you guys are suck. And then they blurred out the sponsor, and the sponsor got mad at me. And they didn't. And that one dude lied to me all the time. He calls me from time to time, like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, let's talk this riff. Like, I'm like, fuck you, dude.